today is the successful remark for the last day of the special retreat during the Thanksgiving season. And today's program consists of taking the five cups and followed by the chanting, blessing chanting from the monks. And then Sidero will give a Dhamma talk along with the answers to some of the questions that the yogis have submitted to you. And then we will have a few words of appreciation from the center and also from the yogis. And lastly, we will share merits with all beings. So we will start by taking the five precepts.
Aham vante ti saranena saha pancha silam dhammam yacchami anugraham katva silam retha me bhante dutiyam ti aham vante ti saranena saha pancha silam dhammam yacchami anugraham katva silam retha me bhante tatiyam ti aham bhante ti saranena saha pancha silam dhammam yacchami anugraham katva silam retha me bhante
ya mahavadami tam vadetha
mahavante
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyam bi Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami.
Saranagamanam paripurnam.
Ama bhante panati bhata viramani sitavaran samadhiyami ahina dana viramani sitavaran samadhiyami kamesu nityachara viramani sitavaran samadhiyami musavada Viramani sikaparam samadhiyami Sura meraya macha samadhatana Viramani sikaparam samadhiyami Ida me silam magra phala nyanasa pacheyo otu
Abhamadena sambadita
Bhante.
Samanta chakavalesu atra gacchantu devata sadhamma muni rajasa Sunanju sakamukhadam Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa Yasa nubhavato yaka nivata sendi bhisana Yami jiwa niyong chanto rateng jiwa matandito Sukhan subhiti sauto cha pabang genchi napasati Iwa madhi gunu vetam praidam tamana mahe Karaniya mata kusale na yanta santam padam abhisamicha Sako uju cha suju cha suveto cha samudhu anati mani Sancho sako cha subaro cha apake cho cha salahusa vodhi Sandendriyo cha nivako cha apakabho kule swa nanu vedo Nācā kodā mātri kēnjī yinā vinyu pre upāvadeyo Sukhi no vā kemi no hundu sabha sada bho hundu sukhi sada Yeke jīpāna buddha titasā vātā rāvāna vāsesā Tīgā vāyīvā mānta majjīmā rāsakā nūtā kūlā Teitā vāyīvā adetā yīvā dure vāsāntī avi dure Buddha va sambhve siva sabha sattva bhavantu sukhi tata Na avro prani obheda nadi manyesa katati na kanchi Yaro sana pratika sanya nanya manya sa dukha mecheya Mata yata niyam buddha mayusa ika buddha manurakhe Evam visabha buddhe sumanasam bhavye abrimanam Nityanja sabhalokasme manasam bhavye abhrimana Oja roja diriyanja sambhadam avirama sapatam Teithanjana nitrino vasyano yavatasa vidamrito Ejam satinritiya brahmamitam vihara midamahu Teithanjana bhagamma sivavadasanena sambhano Kāmesu viniyā bhedam nāyāto bhavāsiyā bunāridhi Ītipiṣo bhagavāraṁ sammāsambhūdha Vajjācarana sambhāno sugato loka vidu Anodara purisa jama sārati Sattha divā manosānam gaudho bhagavā Svāpnāto bhagavātā jama Santitiko akaliko, ihipatiko opaneiko, pachyatam viritabho vinyuhi. Sobhidipano bhagavato savaka sangho, ujobhidipano bhagavato savaka sangho, nyayabhidipano bhagavato savaka sangho, samitibhidipano bhagavato savaka sangho, Yadi jantadari purisa yugani atha purisa bhugala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahunyeyo bahunyeyo Chakineyo anjaligaraniyo Anodaram punya kisyan loka sa Ivambodam tananana dhamman sangham chakikavo Ayamva sangita dhamva lomaha so na hisadi Yanduni medhava mangalancha Yodhyamana posaguna sa sato Pabekho dosu bina akantam Bodhanu bhavena vina samindu Yanduni medhava mangalancha Yodhyamana posaguna sa sato Pabekho dosu bina akantam Yamalu bhavena vina samindu Yanduni medhava mangalancha Yodhyamana posaguna sa sato Pabekho dosu bina akantam Sangha nuva vena vinasa mintu. Bhavatu sabha mangalam sakantu sabha divata. Sabha buddha nuva vena sadasukhi bhavantu te. Bhavatu sabha mangalam sakantu sabha divata. Sabha dhamma nuva vena sadasukhi bhavantu te. Bhavatu sabha mangalam sakantu sabha divata. Sabha sangha nubhavena sada suthi bhavantu te. Sabhi jiyo bhuva jandu sabha loko vinasatu. Mahate bhavantan daraya suthi jivayu ko bhava. Abhi varana tulevita nitya bhuta pachayino. Chattaro dhamma vadanti ayu vano sukham balam.
Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu.
This retreat has been successfully performed. So for 9 days, you practice meditation, and this is the last day, concluding day of the retreat. So during the past days, you practice meditation, and according to your ability, you experience different kinds of experiences, different kinds of jnanas, and so on. And this retreat has become successful because we have help from others, especially from Bilin Siara, who interviews you, and other monks. So without his help, this meditation retreat would not be this much successful. So we acknowledge with thanks Bilin Siara for interviewing the yogis. And then others who helped so that the retreat runs smoothly. Also, we must thank. So retreat is over now, and what are you doing? You do not leave retreat here. You take retreat home and also practice. Now, it is very important that this practice should be maintained as long as you live. So the meditation is not to practice just once in a while, but actually the whole of your life. Because even the arahants, after they become arahants, also they practice meditation so that they get the benefits of meditation. So you should also practice at home too. some may say, we are not monks, so just practicing a few days at the retreat is enough, and at other times we are entitled to enjoy our life. Now, it is true that you are to enjoy life also, but the peacefulness you get at the retreat can be maintained only when you practice at home too. If you don't practice at home, then it will wear away in a few days and you will be none the worse for meditation. So it is important that you practice at home. Now, some people may say, we have no time, we are very busy. And it is true that you are busy, but I think if you want to take time, you can get it. So if you can get time in the evening, then take the time in the evening and practice meditation. If you get time in the morning, then get the time in the morning and practice meditation. Now, if you really no time, I think you forsake some time and watching television or something like that. So instead of watching television, you take that time for your own benefit. So it is important that you keep this meditation going on, although you are not in a retreat. And when you practice meditation every day, and then you come to the retreat, then you can get into the retreat with ease. You will not be harassed with sleepiness or whatever, but you will be alert and you will be able to practice meditation well. So it is important that you keep up the practice of meditation at home too. Some think that if they do dana and sila, and if they take a retreat once in a while, then this is enough. But actually, it is not enough. Dana and sila is good and should be practiced. But in addition to dana and sila practice, bhavana should be a priority of your life. Because dana and sila could lead you to rebirth in the blissful state, but not out of samsara. Only bhavana and only vipassana bhavana can lead you out of this samsara, or at least can lead you so that you are free from rebirth in the woeful state. So in order to be sure that you will not be reborn in the woeful state, then you need to practice meditation. And you need to practice so that the the liability to fall to Abhaya could be eradicated. My recommendation is to do it every day. If you can get time in the morning, then in the morning you should practice. But if you don't get time in the morning, but in the evening you get it, then you practice in the evening. So, morning or evening, or if you have time, both morning and evening, you should practice, especially Vipassana meditation. Only Vipassana meditation can lead you to Nibbana. And so, Vipassana meditation should be practiced at all costs. You have gone through this retreat and also many other retreats. So, actually you know what to do when you practice meditation. So, practice meditation every day and enjoy the benefits of meditation. Peacefulness, calmness, and well-being of the body, and then concentration, and ultimately wisdom. The wisdom we mean is the wisdom through Vipassana meditation, and the wisdom through Vipassana meditation can be obtained only through self realization. So keep up this practice, do not leave it off at the gate of the retreat center. So take it home and practice it as much as you can as you get opportunity to do so. Okay. Now the questions. After the Buddha was enlightened or reached Nibbana, he decided to stay in this world to help people to escape. Why did others that have reached Nibbana after that, for example in our lifetime, not follow the same path? That is, they did not state they have escaped and help show other beings to reach Nibbana also. Now, first, the Buddha, after he was enlightened, did not postpone his entry into Nibbana. Now, there's a Mahayana position and a Theravada position. So I'm talking about Theravada position. So according to the teachings of Theravada Buddhism, Buddha did not delay entering into Nibbana. He became the Buddha. And then, as long as he lived, say 45 years, and so he taught people day and night to gain deliverance. So, actually, Buddha did not delay his entry into Nibbana. That is one thing. And when the Buddha died, according to Theravada Buddhism again, he died and there was nothing left of him. except the what you call dhatus. So when Buddha dies, that means his aggregate, his remaining aggregates also died, and then there was no more. So according to Theravada Buddhism, Buddha now Buddha lives nowhere. He just disappears or the attained the Mahaparinirvana. And according to Theravada Buddhism, Buddha is no more now. But his teachings are available, and we are guided by his teachings. And so, although Buddha has passed away, it is like we are having the Buddha with us, because his teachings are recorded in the Tripitaka, and that is available to anybody. So even when Buddha is no more now, we can have the teacher, we can have his teachings, and so we can be guided by these teachings until, say, we reach arahantship or we reach enlightenment. And why did others that have reached Nibbana after that, for example, in our time, not follow the same path? I think they follow the same path. From the time Buddha passed away until today, the dispensation has been carried down from teacher to pupil, teacher to pupil. And so there are many who have attained arahantship, and also who helped others reach arahantship. It is not that at the Buddha's time did they teach. They teach after the demise of the Buddha, and they teach now also. So the question that why did others not have reached Nirvana after that and not follow the same path is not correct.
Và cái câu hỏi cái
And according to Theravada Buddhism, Buddha taught to become Arahants or Buddhas. So Buddha taught not only for becoming the Buddha, but also to become disciples as well. And I think that is very practical, because not all people can become Buddhas. Because to become a Buddha, even the shortest time is 4 incalculable and 1,000 four incalculable and 100,000 world cycles. So most people don't want to spend so much time to become the Buddha, and so the emphasis in Theravada Buddhism is that you become arahants. And if all are to become Buddhas, I think if all are to become Buddhas, there would be no more beings on the earth. And so very few people become Buddhas, and those who could not achieve Buddhahood, let them achieve some other thing, and that is arahantship. So arahantship is emphasized in Theravada Buddhism, but if you want to follow the path of the Buddha and become a Buddha also, you are free to choose. And those who have reached Nibbana, and those who have not reached Nibbana but trying to reach Nibbana, they are all practicing the teachings, that is, the Vipassana teachings. And so there are people who help them to become arahants and so on. And there are people who practice meditation to become arahants. So it is not true that people do not help other people to become arahants.
Và có những người.
Okay. Now the other question. How does one know that one has attained first jhana? Now, when one gets jhana, one's mind is focused on one object only, and his mind is on that object for a period of time without interruption. So when you can be on the object like breathing or kasina or others, and you can be on that object for say 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours before 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours without interruption, you may assume that you have reached the first jhana. Now the first jhana is, as I said before, the consists of five jhana factors, and these five jhana factors are very real, and so when you get out from jhana and concentrate on either of these jhana factors, they become very evident. So if you think you have reached first jhana, try to get first jhana and then get out of it, and then see whether you can take vitaka or vichara or piti, sukha, ekagata, and concentrate on them.
What?
Where could one reach to avoid the four woeful states? You said in the books that when one reaches the level of knowledge where the causes are discerned, then one would reach the stage where he will not be reborn in woeful states. Now, when practicing vipassana meditation, first there is the nama rupa paricchaya, discerning mind and matter clearly. And after discerning mind and matter clearly, one gets to the discerning of causes. So when one gets to discerning of causes, one is free from doubts and so on. So at that moment, one has reached a stage where he will not be reborn in woeful state in the next life. So that is just in the next life, but in the other life, he may be reborn in a woeful state. But in the next life, he will not be reborn. That is when he reaches the stage of seeing causes. But when he becomes a sotapanna, then he is free from four woeful states forever. So he will not be reborn in any of the four woeful states, and also he will have only seven rebirths more, and he will gain arahantship. Question. The commentary says, arahants who practice mindfulness of breathing know when they will die. Is this also true for any method of practice which takes the air element as the object? Now first, the commentary says that arahants who practice mindfulness of breathing know when they will die. That means exactly know when they will die. But others may know or may not know. And it is said in the Pali and also in the Athakatha that only those who practice mindfulness of breathing meditation. So mindfulness of breathing who practice mindfulness of breathing meditation and attain arahantship can know when they will die. So other, if your meditation is not a breathing meditation, you will not get that ability. Now the other question. The Buddha taught his disciples to practice breathing tranquility meditation first before practicing vipassana meditation. Is this an easier method to practice tranquility first before vipassana? I don't think so. Because to practice mindfulness of breathing as tranquility meditation is not easy. And it is said in the book that one out of 10 hundred can achieve the samadhi and jhana. So I don't think it is easier to practice tranquility meditation first and then take vipassana meditation. And when Buddha taught Rahula, actually although mindfulness of breathing meditation is also taught, when he taught for becoming an arahant, he taught pure vipassana and not tranquility meditation. Number two, why did Buddha not teach direct vipassana first as a way to gain mindfulness which could be beneficial to concentration or tranquility. Buddha teach both sometimes direct vipassana and sometimes tranquility meditation first and vipassana later. But Buddha did not teach vipassana first and tranquility later. Buddha teach according to the likes or dislikes of the hearers. So according to what they like, Buddha teach sometimes just direct vipassana and sometimes tranquility meditation and vipassana meditation. So Buddha cannot be made to teach only one method. He taught according to the capability and the likes and dislikes of the hearers.
Go ahead.
Although Buddha did not teach direct vipassana first and tranquility meditation later, there have been arahants who first became arahants without any jhanas, and then they practiced tranquility meditation to get jhanas. So such arahants are many during the time of the Buddha. So although Buddha did not teach vipassana first and tranquility later, that can be also practiced according to one's own bent. Now the other question. Buddha taught that a lair could not be trusted like an elephant exposing his trunk. One, please explain how a little lie, especially white lies, might not be a problem. If you want to practice to the full, to the best, then you do not tell even a white lie, because white lie is also a lie, and so it should be avoided by those who want to practice it fully. But I think sometimes white lies are not so great offense. So white lie, though not a big problem, but if you want to practice to the full, to the best of your ability, then you should avoid white lies also. Sometimes we have to withhold information to protect other people, not for selfish reasons. This will lead others to reach a different conclusion due to the lack of information. It's not telling the whole truth to mislead others the same as lying. Now, when you refrain from telling lies, then you refrain from it, and so you should not withhold information and tell the whole truth. and though not telling the whole truth could mislead others, the same as lying. So lying also lead to lead to wrong conclusion, and telling the whole truth is also not telling the whole truth is also lead to wrong information. So if both are to lead you to wrong conclusion, then it is better to be on the safe side and to say the whole truth rather than giving the not complete truth. And one thing about telling lies is it becomes unwholesome acts which give results which gives bad results only only when it causes distress to others. Otherwise, it is not said to be akusala, which gives results in the woeful states. So sometimes you may withhold information to protect others. I think that may be permissible, so long as your intention is to help him, to help that man, not to get upset or something like that. Okay. That's all.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Of merit, dana merit, sila merit, and especially bhavana merit. And those merits, now you would share with other beings. But first, we would like to share merits with the following. Rudy's parents, father, Ponijan Halim is under cancer treatment, and mother Chandravati Domo recovering from stroke. So for these two, we would like to share merits, and also Eddie Ki Win presently in Singapore recovering from TB treatment, and Michael Tin for his birthday. So we would first share these and then we would share merits with those who have passed away. So Ratna Poapong's daughter and mother. So first we would share merits with Rudy's parents and Eddie Wynn and Michael Chen. So please repeat after me. Me Poni Jan Halim.
Me Poni Jan Halim.
Chandrawati Domo.
Chandrawati Domo.
Adichie Nguyen.
Adichie Nguyen.
Michael Tin.
Michael Tin.
Share this merit.
Share this merit.
Which we have.
Which we have.
Thus acquired.
Thus acquired.
And then, may the daughter and mother of Retna Puapong.
May the mother and daughter of Retna Puapong.
Share this merit.
Share this merit.
Which we have.
Which we have.
Thus acquired.
Thus acquired.
Okay. Now we will share merit with all beings. May all beings share this merit.
May all beings share this merit.
Which we have thus acquired.
Which we have thus acquired.
For the acquisition of all kinds of happiness.
For the acquisition of all kinds of happiness.
May beings inhabiting space and earth.
May beings inhabiting space and earth.
Deities and others of mighty power.
Deities and others of powers.
Share this merit of ours.
Share this merit of ours.
May they long protect the teachings.
May they long protect the teachings. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
In Vietnamese.
So now we share merits in